This is DJ Bell, and this is the show that tells you how to get into your body so you can get the most out of life. I'm here with my friend Sam. Say hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Let's get into the main reason why this podcast exists and why this show exists. And that is because I think, and through my own personal experiences, that it's really important to embrace one's sexuality and sensuality, not just on a not just on an outward physical level, but more on a self-knowledge level. I think that the first thing that would be completely necessary, as far as like knowing who's oneself is, you know, sort of like the kind of like the Oracle at Delphi. You know, they serve two purposes, of course, if anyone would remember. One would be to go there to ask questions about life and the universe and everything, but also there's another service where one could use more of a central nature to get more in touch with their body. So they were there were temples of sensual pleasure and delight, but not just for the purpose of getting one's rocks off. Not to say that that isn't important.
Right.
But at the same time, it is to embrace how one truly feels in the, I would want to say, the reckless abandon of an orgasm. And of course, if you want to get to that place, it begins with really wanting to get to know yourself and not being afraid of it. And that was one of the challenges that I had to face myself.
Getting to where you weren't afraid of your own body and your own feelings?
Well, getting to where I'm not afraid to at least be able to allow myself to be sensual. I mean, for those of us who grew up Catholic would relate to this very easily, where
if it feels good, it's a no-no.
It's possibly a sin. Because it really put into our heads, almost to the point of influencing our egos, where it's like, sex is only for the purposes of procreation. And sex is only for the purposes of procreation. And sex is only for the purposes of procreation. Because why would you do anything else? Because, and then we start, and then, of course, the Every Sperm is Sacred sketch from Monty Python.
Right.
And so on. But, I mean, that was the concept. So anything that would have you, bring you into that sensual nature, you were told to avoid, because that was reserved for one thing and one thing only. So, of course, don't touch yourself. Don't look at anything. Don't ask for anything. So, of course, by the time you grow up and you find the one person you fall in love with and you get married, you are completely useless in the bedroom.
That's because you're not in touch with your body anymore.
And no one's in touch with their body, because you're now led, since you're encouraged to separate yourself from yourself, which is one of the dangers of such, and in my opinion, one of the dangers of such a philosophy, is that it separates you from you, so you don't have the opportunity to get to know what it is that you truly like, what it is that you truly love. You're just more or less going around like an automaton, feeling like you're being a, you know, like a puppet, and someone else is pulling the strings. You don't know why. Part of that is because embracing such an idea, you are giving yourself away.
In Western culture also, we are pushed for sensuality, sexuality to be a race to the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Hurry, 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 let's get off and go.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know, because it's so much more fun doing it. Doing the whole thing.
Well, having more fun with it.
Yeah, enjoying your own body. Like, getting in touch with your body, knowing what feels good, what doesn't feel good. That's important, because then if you don't know, you can't tell the person that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Or lead them. And also, you can't experiment so much with the other person's sensuality if you don't know what feels good to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's important.
Yeah, it sounds like that whole go, 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 10 minutes or less thing. I think that's
3.2 minutes.
I don't think we're rodents trying to survive in the wild. I don't think
not
it's
anymore.
Like, it's gotten to the, I don't think it's to the point where we must preserve the species and pleasure becomes like a tertiary thing, a or 7th or 12th on the list.
Yeah, it's no longer just about making babies, because the world is populated enough, thanks.
Well, I mean, for some, it does have an added benefit of being able to make babies. So, I mean, exactly. We can't hate too much on that. We can't hate on that at all. I mean, that's why I'm here and you're here, so.
No, I had a few of my own, so yeah, I get it then.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Yeah. However, I'm thinking that the rejection of the idea of that preserving sex for one thing, but, no sex till marriage, I want to go with, someone said that the concept of how about no sex until you're ready, until you're ready to have that experiences. And when you're ready to have that experiences, when you're ready to have that experiences, it should be a culmination of first knowing what it is that you like, what it is that turns you on, what it is about, giving yourself that moment alone, possibly, to just allow yourself to breathe and explore.
And this whole concept of remaining a virgin until marriage or whatever, until you're in love, leaves so many people unable to actually enjoy the sexual experience because they have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
No clue.
No clue. And so here you come, why so many women, here you come with that truth there, why so many women are just dissatisfied with men, and why can't they, please them, because they're just so much into of themselves, where it's like, well, there are cultural problems to that. There's a whole cultural encouragement toward, if you identify as a male, these are the things that you need to be into. A level of brutishness, a level of coarseness, and a level of sort of, I mean, and again, this is too much, from what I've seen, oftentimes echoed in mainstream, that sex is something that is, for pleasure, but
why, if you're a woman, it's done to you.
Yeah, but why bother with, it's for pleasure, your own pleasure, mm-hmm. and, try to do something so that the woman can get off at least, but it's very empty, and it's tactless. It's disrespectful, I think, to your other partner, especially.
It's disrespectful to yourself.
Well, I mean,
because there's so many other levels.
My experience is sort of like, okay, I'm with one person, I'm with another person, so it's on me to perform, and the other person just lays there. Like, what the hell? I mean, get into it. Enjoy it, But yet, I guess there's this belief that because I have this type of plumbing, I'm supposed to do this. And because I have this type of plumbing, I have this. Or because of what's around them, it burns into their expectations. Like, okay, here's this guy. I'll just lay here and think of France while he just plows me. It's like... And I'm trying to talk to this person, like, okay, just tell me what you like. Like, what? Tell me what it is that you like. I can do whatever. Like, huh? I don't know. What do you? And I stopped there. It's like, what do you mean you don't know? You're a grown woman. What do you mean you don't know what it is that you like? What it is? I mean, you'd expect that at this point. One, they would already know how to masturbate. Two, they would be able to know that when it comes to sex, to be comfortable enough to talk to the other person and ask them, hey, this is what I like. This is what pleases me. What doesn't please me. Or I would like to take this slow. I would like to take this fast. I didn't even get any of this. It was just a complete lack of communication. So one of the reasons why I want to do this show and why I am doing this show is so that no one else would have to go through that same experience.
Right.
Because, I mean, those of us who are familiar and are comfortable in our bodies, who are trying to guide our partners into being comfortable with our bodies, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this, why this show I feel is important. But also... This is for the people who need an encouraging voice to say it's okay. So this is your encouraging voice saying, It's okay. In fact, it's completely okay to take the time.
It's good. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know yourself and to be comfortable with yourself and learn who you are, what you like, what you want, what you won't put up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, Sam, I just want to know what would you suggest, first of all? So I gave you the scenario of the person, that one date that I had, who just wouldn't be able, who isn't able to speak. So what I wished at that moment in my head was just go back to, like, whenever they first had sex. And I don't know when it was. So let's just say, let's be stereotypical. They first had sex when they were, like, say, 16 years old.
Well, let's go, like, the day before they first had sex.
Okay.
Just for kicks.
Now, why that?
Because first, everyone should take a shower with themselves.
Okay.
Which sounds ridiculous. But take the time. You're in the water. Nobody's paying attention to what you're doing. You got soap. You got water. You're warm. You're comfortable. You're naked.
All right.
Start with cleaning yourself and feeling each part of your body and seeing. Some places have better feelings than others, and some have icky feelings, and you want to explore that and understand why, and then you know a little more about the sensuality of your own body, and I suggest it not just for women, but for men as well.
Hmm.
Take that time, touch yourself, feel yourself up, give yourself a good scrubbing.
So, in and of that, where would a someone who has female plumbing,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I'm being deliberate in my wording here.
Right, got it.
Someone who has female plumbing, I know what someone with male plumbing would want to do, but let's talk to those who identify or have female plumbing. Where would you begin?
At the top of your head.
Okay.
Shampoo your hair. Feel your scalp. Touch your ears. Touch your face. Touch the back of your neck. Touch the base of your throat. See where things, where you get extra nerve endings and extra feelings. Like, I am a sucker for the base of my neck back here in the nape.
Okay.
Touch that and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
My skin starts bumping up and I'm ready to go.
Okay.
But not everybody is. It might be a spot under their ear or maybe on the base of their chin. Who knows? It might be this on their forehead. Could be anywhere. But start there. Start with just the easy bits. And then move down. Touch your arms, your entire arms, your armpits, your shoulders, your back. Those all have nerve endings too. Move further down. If you're a female, touch your breasts. If you're a male, touch your breasts. Mm. Play with your nipples. See if they feel good. If they don't feel good, how much pressure they can take, how much they like. Move down. Play with your belly. Because your belly's tickly and full of all kinds of sensual spots. And your back. And then just keep moving down until you reach your feet. And yeah, even your feet have sensual spots.
We neglect the feet a lot.
We do neglect our feet a lot.
I mean, they say take care of your shoes, take care of your feet too.
Yeah.
I confess, I've been really bad about taking care of my feet throughout the years. It's been often neglected. And, you know, anyone out there who into reflexology, I heard your gasp of horror. I know that but I've been much better at it recently, having, you know, doing those things that are good for your body as well. Exercising, I started taking up yoga about a year and a half ago. I'm not going to say it changed my life, but at least it was able to get me moving again and be able to do so at my own pace, having an at-home practice, just pop in a video and just go with it.
I'll argue with you there. It has changed your life.
Well, I mean, if you know me personally, but
in the strength of your body, in the flexibility of your body, and in your knowledge of your body.
Well, that's true. I do have a distinct before and after appearance. I'm not going to lie there. Thank you for that compliment, but it's not about me.
Well, it's done the same for me. I mean, I know more about my body through yoga than I did before.
That's true. That's true. I could tell you once and for all that knowing how exercise, you know, just even simple exercise can affect your body enough to where you would start to know how it, you know, where it hurts and where it doesn't hurt, and what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And I think that was like one of the important things that I wanted to reach out as well. It's like, you know, it's, I know that some people think that existence in pain is an ideal way of knowing what your body is or what you like and what you don't like.
No, it just shows you what you don't like.
It just shows you what you don't like, but it, but people keep going for that. It's like, I just don't like this, I just don't like this, and they ask themselves, God, I feel miserable and I hate this.
But they never ask.
Never ask, like, what's the opposite? What's the opposite of that? What do I like? What do I like? It's like, okay, you know you don't like doing burpees. Okay, what is an exercise that actually gives you the same effect but makes you feel good? It's not, and get out of the paradigm that, well, because it hurts, it has to be good for me. I mean, well.
Yeah, no pain, no gain is a fallacy.
Yeah, the no pain, no gain to self-knowledge is not. I mean, you know yourself through the pain, but it's not the be-all and end-all of self-knowledge.
Well, you often find me playing with the ball of my foot.
Uh-huh.
And it's not because the ball of my foot hurts. It's because the ball of my foot is extremely sensitive to pressure, and I like the way it feels.
Okay.
But how many people are going to play with the ball of their foot to find out what feels good?
Well, unless you tell them, it's like, you know, hey,
Try this.
With some honey. Lick the ball of my foot.
I can't lick the ball of my foot. Well, maybe I
have someone. I'll have someone do it for you. If you have that foot fetish thing, you know, that feels good to them.
Nope, I can do it.
Try to, like... Knowing what feels good is super duper important. Sensuality. I think one technique that is useful, and I say this for lots of things, is like create a time and place for yourself at least once a day.
That's why I said shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you're safe. Nobody's going to interrupt you.
Right. I'm thinking like 15 minutes a day, just someplace where you're safe, where you're by yourself, where you know, and of course if you can lock the door so no one can walk in on you or anything like that. And just give yourself time to just actually sitting and breathing and sort of like in this meditation of wanting to know what feels good. So just sitting, I think first step is just giving yourself 15 minutes alone and just letting yourself just take the time to breathe deeply. Yeah, it's a meditative act, but just ask yourself, what makes me feel good? What it is that makes me feel good?
And it doesn't need to be sexual in nature.
Right.
Just sensual.
Right. Just what feels good, like what smells good, what feels good, what tastes good, what looks good. I mean, what tastes good to me right now is chocolate hazelnut ice cream. That tastes good. And knowing that it tastes good, I just want to share it with somebody else and have them take a bite of that, or, you know, off of a spoon. And well, we'll get to that technique a little later on. First
that's
things
kind
first.
Of advanced.
That's a few. I think that's several episodes in.
So right now, basically, what you're wanting is for people to start exploring their own bodies, not just sexually, but sensually.
But sensually.
Yeah.
So one thing, have the shower, which is what you suggested, which I think is a fantastic idea. I think a lot of people kind of stop around that spot when they start taking a shower
I can't rinse it off.
Or not touch it. Or they get into it, but it's sort of like, again, a race to the finish, but not really knowing, you know, what else on their body feels good. I mean, their elbow might feel good.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't lick my elbow. I've tried.
How can you not lick your elbow?
I can't get it there. No. You can lick it, though.
I can lick it for... This is not that kind of show.
Oh. Got a little carried away. Sorry.
Well, Well, one of these days, if we get picked up by somebody else, maybe, but not right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, just each body part. Don't necessarily linger on any one body part. Touch your whole body, everything you can reach.
Mm-hmm. I think touch any part of your body that reacts well to your touch.
Exactly.
Is important.
And if you like it, touch it again.
Yes. And get used to it. And enjoy it. And, you know, how about this? Why not write it down? Have yourself a little, I was going to say a dictionary, a little black book, I guess. A little, little journal. Diary.
Yeah.
No, get yourself a little, no, I didn't mean it like that. Get yourself a little diary. That was the D word I was thinking of.
And start working out the places that you like. And do this way before you get hooked up with somebody else, so that you know who you are.
Exactly.
And where you like things. You may not have to use actual words with someone else when they ask you, what do you like? Just show them.
Mm-hmm.
Or lead them to it. Or make a noise so they know.
I think letting your partner know what feels good while you're with them is important. Those moans, I mean, don't fake moaning, please.
Yeah, don't fake
don't. Because it's just going to give your partner the wrong idea.
Well, you're selling your souls both short if you start faking it.
You're selling your soul to the devil if you do.
Yeah, no. Only make the noise if you feel like you need to make the noise, which means something feels really good.
If it feels
do
really
it some
good.
More.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Don't just... I mean, people would want to make the noise because they just want to get it over with. If I just moan enough and just twiddle, I mean, that's, you know.
You're just selling yourself short, though. You're not giving yourself what you need.
Yeah.
And you're not giving your partner what they need, either. Right. Because they need you to be honest with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't want to do it, don't say, you know, don't humor them.
And
but
if it doesn't
still.
Feel good, stop them.
Uh-huh.
Redirect.
Right.
Say, that isn't great, but how about this?
I think that's super important to say this, is to just also communicate, that doesn't feel good, I'll try this.
Yeah.
You know, I will like, you know, that's, again, something that some partners just don't do. Because they feel that they have to, like, okay, I'm here, I just have to take it. It's like, no, you can...
They feel embarrassed. They feel afraid of... sharing what they like because they might be thought of as, and I'm going to use this, a slut. A slut. You're a slut if that feels good. No, you're not. Or you're a sexual deviant if that feels good. Well, you might be, but guess what? That's not the worst thing.
It can't be the worst thing. Because it's like, and it's, okay, it's 2018, we're still bandying about those words. What the heck is wrong with us?
I don't know. I've grabbed slut and made it my own. Because I'm good with being a slut.
That's not right. I don't think.
Yeah,
well, I mean.
Because I'm still in the mindset of sacred slut.
You're in the reclamation of the word?
I am in the reclamation of
I want to know more about slut. I want to know more about that.
I'm use my sexuality for my pleasure, for my partner's pleasure, and for... the magic that you can create with it.
Mm. The reclamation of the word of the usage of that word slut. I mean, it is built in of the unfair dichotomy of how men who are enjoy sex versus are spoken of versus women who enjoy sex and how they're
right.
spoken of.
Because men who enjoy sex are studs. Women who enjoy sex are sluts.
And both can be said in a positive sense. However, it is
it's not right now. Well, stud is. Stud is still
stud
used.
Stud is.
You're a stud. You're the man.
Stud is, but slut is not.
Yep.
Like, what? That's not fair. I mean, for one, I mean, some guys would want someone who is emotionally available, which would mean they would be sexually available, a partner who is able to do that. So, you know, having the ability to enjoy sex, I don't think ought to be made shameful. Or made shameful. That's just absolutely ridiculous.
Because who are these men having sex with?
I mean, seriously. People, they want to have sex with. So why demean them for the very thing you want them to do? It drives me up the wall.
That's part of the whole patriarchy bullshit.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get us started. We won't go there. No. But that's part of why, again, you know, going back to the religion aspect, you know, the church says, or control the sexuality, because the last thing we want is for some people to know who they are, and it's so much easier to control a population when you control their sexuality, when you tell them who or who they cannot have sex with, who or how to do it, or who to do it with, or how to do it, or even so to the point of, like, you know, restricting one's sexuality or sexual identity. What turns them on, or what?
Women are not supposed to enjoy sex because, and I'm going to tell you this little secret, orgasm is when you realize your own divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And men did not want women understanding their divinity.
The man.
I said men didn't, not men don't.
I'm talking about the man.
The man.
Not men. Because, I mean, there's some men out there who are very excruciatingly interested
yes, there are.
In a woman's own pleasure. I mean, come on.
Hmm.
I mean, you know. I mean, help a brother out. You know?
Yeah. Mm. I like those kind of guys.
Right. Yeah. So reclaiming the word slut. Important.
It doesn't have to be the word slut, but reclaim your power, your sexual power, your sexual livelihood, your sexual ability,
mm-hmm.
and your sexual self, because, good Lord, nothing feels better.
Nothing feels better than...
good sex.
Nothing feels better than, feeling good and letting that sensuality come out from mm-hmm. yourself. I want to say... another way of being adamant about your own sexuality.
Of being adamant?
You know, being true to your own sexuality. Mm. Being, you know, like saying that this is who I am, but to yourself, being allowing yourself to be yourself.
Because when doing that, you're also putting out the energy of, I know what I want, I know what I like. And play with me. Whereas if you're afraid of sex, you're afraid of your own body, you're afraid of that expression, you're putting out that I'm a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Come hurt me.
Mm.
Take what you want. Mm-hmm. I don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't have that energy.
Don't perpetuate that crap.
Yeah, we don't need that. So... sensuality, to me, okay, so let's talk about what sensuality means to me, or to each of us individual, or in the individuality, individual. So, to me, sensuality is the ability to feel abundantly secure and in love with one's own true nature.
Yeah. I agree with that completely.
Okay.
I know that was a stretch there, huh?
It had to take a time to think about what it was all about.
Yeah.
I mean...
sensuality is the ability to care about yourself.
At least care about yourself enough to...
and share yourself with someone else, or not. Do it on your own.
I guess so. All right, so here's your homework. One, take that shower. Take that shower. Do what you need to do. Do not be afraid to hold yourself in those places of pleasure and to be okay with it. And, of course, please be safe with that. Don't use the... don't, you know...
no knives in the shower, okay?
No, those... cactuses are a bad idea.
Yeah, cactuses. Keep the cats out of there, too. They have sharp toes.
but also spend some time, you know, 15 minutes either with yourself and your touching or with your thoughts, and be clear about what it is that you truly, truly, truly like. And it's not going to happen overnight. You do have to chisel your way through it. You do have to grind that level, as it were. But the more that you do it, the more that you uncover. It may take 6 months. It may take a couple of years. It may take longer. But as long as you're willing to do the work, and it is, for some, slow going, but it is very, very, very much rewarding.
And I'd like to suggest, in the beginning of your shower, avoid the big three.
Which are?
Don't go for your nipples, your vulva or your penis. I had to think about what the words were.
Yeah.
Don't go for your sexual organs immediately. Mm-hmm. Start with the rest of your body. Because there are so many places on your body that feel good.
I like to start with my neck. It desperately needs a massage right now. And you can help me out with that.
I will do that.
That'd be very kind of you. And so until next time, this is DJ Bell and with my friend Sam. And we will have more guests, and we'll discuss more about how to get into your body so you can get the most out of your life. Thanks very much for listening.